The correct position is that workers were told to go back to work on Friday. And as I speak, are now at their workplaces. And the thing here is that the shockers order must only be signed by the minister, not a person appointed by the minister, but by the minister himself. So as far as we are concerned, we have discovered that the shockers order is a nullity. The shockers order is not an event. The shockers order does not exist. The shockers order is defective. So because it is defective, we have treated workers should also go back to the workplaces whilst we try to pursue other ways of getting our salaries.
Does this mean that workers are still free to go on strike?
Definitely, they are free to go on strike. But we have taken a stance that we will not go for an industrial action again. We want them to give us our money. Whilst we are at work, we have told our members that let's go to our workplaces and work. We want to see if they can give us another excuse of saying that we are not at work where you expect us to get the demand to pay you. We have since instructed our lawyers to write to the employer that we sit down and talk and have a date this month that workers should be paid this month.